Now let's go to that inquest into the death of Dara Kivlehan, who died after giving birth at Sligo General Hospital. Theresa Mannion, our regional reporter, has been covering the opening day. It's starting today and lasting up to 5 days. Is that right, Theresa?
That's right, Anya. It's expected to last 5 days at least. And the family have been looking for this inquest for quite some time. They've repeatedly called for it to be held in the Republic so that they could compel medical staff from Sligo General Hospital to attend as witnesses. And just to give you a bit of background, Dara Kivlehan is originally from India. She met her husband, Michael, in London. He's from Drumahaire in Leitrim. She was in fashion and he was in real estate. They married in 2005, lived a healthy life, ate organically, didn't drink, didn't smoke, exercised. In 2010, overjoyed to discover that they were going to have their first baby. Dara went on then to give birth to the couple's only child, Dior, 4 years ago at Sligo General Hospital. We heard at the inquest today how she was admitted in late pregnancy when she started developing abdominal pains and swelling, and she was kept in, and blood tests showed abnormal liver and kidney function. So she had developed a severe form of preeclampsia. And her husband was asked to sign a consent form because the baby needed to be delivered urgently, and Dior was delivered by a cesarean section. But in evidence this lunchtime, her husband Michael, who says he has lost the light of his life, he said he cannot understand why his wife wasn't taken to intensive care immediately after giving birth, instead of being put in a side room off the maternity unit in Sligo, where she remained for almost 2 days. He said she looked awful, she was puffed, swollen, he barely recognised her. Her skin was an orange-yellow colour. And when he asked the doctor, is my wife jaundiced? He was told that it was difficult to tell because she was Indian. He said he was absolutely shocked at that reply. He also talked about getting increasingly anxious about his wife's condition. She was then moved to ICU in Sligo. He saw doctors conferring near her bedside. He was obviously, you know, concerned and staying around, but a nurse told him to stop eavesdropping and that if he wanted to make himself useful, to go and get his wife a drink, get her a Lucozade. He said he wouldn't get her a Lucozade. That would be the last thing he'd give her. And he went off and said to get her a Ribena drink. He said he felt it was a ploy to get him out of there. He still was told that things would be okay. The worst case scenario would be that maybe Dara would need a kidney dialysis, but it was no need the following day then that he was told that it was most likely she would die. And Dara Kivlehan was then transferred from Sligo by helicopter to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, and she died there of multiple organ failure. The family have received an apology from the HSE in a civil action and a substantial payment. But Michael Kivlehan has always insisted he wants unanswered questions to be dealt with and to have this inquest here. So, as I said earlier, the inquest is expected to continue for 5 days, and there'll be medical witnesses from both Sligo and Belfast giving evidence.
Theresa, thank you very much indeed for that, and more from Theresa in later programmes and bulletins. Theresa Mannion, our regional reporter there.